life is a journey we walk by faith. There will always be the mountains in our way. But right here in this moment, may our strength be renewed as we recall what God has done and how we've seen Him move.
If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen. Anybody here found joy in the middle of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow, and seen it time and time again, just say
the darkness, it's hard to see. So just be brave and follow where He leads. Greater is the one who's in us than he who's in the world. So child of God, remember the battle is the Lord's.
If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire,
service. Good morning, welcome to everybody to First Pentecostal Villa Rica. Good to see you, glad y'all were able to join us this morning. Those of you watching online, welcome. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Praise God. Just Just want to lift the Lord up. Just want to thank the Lord for His many blessings, for His miracles, for His healings, for His love for each and every one of us, and most of all, for that peace and comfort that only He can provide. Praise God. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. And God knows. He'll take care of it. We're just going to place it in His hands, the faith. Also, those hands that were raised, those situations that we know that each year we're facing, those on the text blast, those of you that are watching online or now or at a later date, if you have a prayer request, just put it in the comments, and we will pray with you because we believe in the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank You, Lord, for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, as we come together this morning, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to receive Your word. Dear Lord, but we just want to praise You. We want to lift You up and honor You. But dear Lord, we want to give You a free will and just turn everything over to You, dear Lord. Lord, may Your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, have a free reign amongst us. Dear Lord, we just love You and we praise You, dear Lord. We thank You for the testimonies. We thank You for those miracles that we see in our service this morning, dear Lord. We know the battles that so many have gone through. But, dear Lord, You're mightier than anything we face, dear Lord. And for these spoken prayer requests, Lord, we're placing each and every one into Your hands. Dear Lord, now as we get ready for our service, Lord, we ask that You'll open up our hearts and our minds. Lord, we'll be receptive to Your will and Your word. Lord, we ask now that You'll bless our pastor, strengthen him and his family as they go about Your business. Each and every ministry that goes forth from here. But, dear Lord, we just want to praise You not only here, but also in our children's church this morning, dear Lord. We are so blessed with all the little ones, dear Lord. May their minds and their will be turned over to You. Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen,
amen. Amen. Let's give them another hand clap. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I know we did this song a few weeks ago, but just feel led to do it again this morning. Turn to page 306, The Old Gospel Ship. I love the good news of Jesus Christ. seated if you can. Just turn around and just give somebody a wave and let them know how much the Lord loves them and how much we love each and every one of you. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to get ready and take up our morning offering. Want to just give the choir and special singers time this morning as we get ready. But as they come forward, I have one quick announcement. I just want to thank each and everyone for the wonderful support of our shoe boxes that we do, the Christmas miracles that we do each and every year. Just looking forward to it. But I was asked to ask all the donations and all the monetary gifts and the things that you're bringing in. We've got to cut this off, so it's November 10th is going to be the deadline. So if you have anything that you, I know, thank you, a lot of y'all put stuff on the list, a lot of you already brought it in, but November 10th will be the deadline to bring this stuff in, so please bring it, and then we can get it all together, and they're going to get ready for the packing party and get ready. It's a wonderful ministry, really excited about it. Any other announcements?
Choir practice at 5 tonight.
Choir practice this evening at 5 p.m. If you'd like to join the choir, today's the perfect opportunity. We'd love to have you. Praise God. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen.
Got a special for y'all today.
Amen. I got the words here for you, but they're up there too. Okay.
Will mercy call my name? I wanted to say before I sing this song this morning, I was thinking about the message that Chris preached a few Sunday nights ago about coming to the table. The Lord prepares a table in the presence of your enemies. Your enemies is not each other. It's things you face every day. And I just want to give God the glory because we haven't got all the results back, but I know that his kidneys are well.
Amen.
And I praise God for it. So I'm going to raise a hallelujah today for his complete healing. Amen.
Death is defeated,
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Gonna sing in the storm. Yes. Sometimes the only time we want to sing is when the sky is blue and no problems and no troubles. Amen. But if you can sing through the storm, amen, you can sing on a good day. Amen. If you love the Lord, give him praise in the house. Now, if you really love him, put your hands together and give him a great big praise. Amen. God's worthy. Hallelujah. I just wonder, we have any blessed folks in the house this morning? Anybody blessed? Glory to God. Anybody saved?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Sure. Procedure. Good. That he is. Sure. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Another prayer that's been answered. Amen. Already heard of several prayers this morning that God has already interceded. Not only interceded, but has already made a way. He's a miracle performing yes. God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Right. One more time. Amen. For an answer, pray. My Lord have mercy. Now, whether we've done anything this week or not, God's been busy.
Yeah.
I said, God's been on the job 24/7, answering prayers, making ways, opening doors, yeah. saving folks. Amen. Just touching and amazing. You know, God has not withdrawn his spirit. Amen. We have withdrawn ourselves, but God has not withdrawn his spirit. It's still alive and well. Amen. You can still be born again today. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Isaiah, the prophet, this morning. And while you're standing, let all of our visitors know how welcome they are and how much we love them. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad you came to worship the Lord with us this morning. From the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1, beginning with verse number 4. Isaiah chapter 1, beginning with verse number 4. The prophet writes, "A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have gone away backward. Why should you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises, putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city, except," everybody say except. "The Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant. We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we take this time to love and honor and praise you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, your amazing grace. God, for the prayers that you've answered this week, for the miracles that you have already wrought. And God, by faith, we know that you're still in operation. Father, I ask this morning, God, for your anointing. I pray, God, that you would anoint these lips of clay. Use this vessel, God, that you may speak to our hearts this morning. And Father, I pray that we would be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. And Father, if there's anyone here under the sound of my voice who have not made preparation for eternity, I pray that this would be the day that they make that commitment, that this would be the day that they turn their life over to you. And Father, again, God, we ask for the leadership of the Holy Ghost this morning. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Amen. This morning, I want to drive home a point, if I may. There comes a time when we as an individual, we as a people, sometimes we as a parent, and just we as a person, must draw a line in the sand. Seemingly, when we reach that point, everything else has failed. All the other things that we tried come to naught. There's a time when we can only be backed up so far. Then we must stand and boldly proclaim that this is as far as I'm backing up. Amen. I'm not going to give another inch. I'm going to draw a line in the sand. I believe that you and I would agree this morning that we have almost, if not in fact, reached that point in the world today. Church can't back up anymore. Doesn't need to back up any. But because we're humble, and because we're loving, and because we've been born again, many times we have allowed the enemy to take advantage of our good nature. It's time for the church to rise up. It's time for the church to draw a line in the sand and say, you know what? We're not giving up. We're not quitting. We're certainly not going backward. Amen? The God that I serve is on the advance. The God that I serve is on the offense. Amen? And we better keep up with him, because I believe with all of my heart, talking to ministers, talking to people who read the Bible, talking to prayer warriors, I believe God's about to do something miraculous. I believe that God's about to show who's boss. I believe that God's about to turn things around, and I want to be a part of it. Don't you? I want to be a part of that end time revival, a part of that anointing presence of the Holy Ghost as it begins to rain down and saturates the very soul, amen, of Christians today. Amen. The message that I would like to bring to you this morning, the topic is the church must survive. So the church must survive. We have seen and witnessed things that we have placed confidence in for many years fall by the wayside. We have lost trust in people. We have lost trust in companies. We have lost trust in organizations. We have lost trust in many of our government areas. People, we cannot ever lose trust in God. Amen. When I say the church must survive, I'm not talking about the brick and the mortar of this structure. I got news for Satan. He could absolutely destroy this church from the steeple all the way to the basement, but the church must survive. Amen. He could burn it down. He could blow it away. But the church must survive. He can come against nation. He can come against people. He can come against individuals. But we, as born again Christians, which make up the church, it's not the building, it's the body of Christ. And we must survive. Thank you, Lord. We must survive. One of the definitions that I turn to says, to survive is to continue to live or exist in spite of danger or hardship. I'm trying to stay away from phrases like, I don't know what to do. As a born again Christian, thank God I know what to do. I don't want to hear phrases like, I don't know which way to turn. As a born-again saint of God who's been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, I know which way to turn. I turn my head from the world and I turn it to Almighty God, who is able to do exactly what needs to be done, even above our imagination. I do not ever want to use the term, we're in a hopeless situation. Some may think that, but if the Holy Ghost is alive and well in you, you should never deem anything an impossible situation. Your back may be against the wall. The doctor just may have told you something and shook his head, signifying that there's nothing else that I can do. But let me tell you something. I serve a God who likes to take over when man has done all that he can do. Amen. Because my faith is not in the wisdom of man. My faith is in the power of Almighty God. He's still healing. He's still saving. He's still opening doors. If you believe that, give him praise in the house this morning. We must survive, even in spite of hardship and danger. We must survive, even in a day and hour of political correctness. We must survive, even in a day when society seems to accept anything, as long as it's not related to salvation. When things are promoted that has nothing to do with serving God, but altogether worshiping the God of this world. It's all right. You can wear just about anything you want to on your t-shirt except anything about Jesus. Church, we've allowed that to happen. We must survive against insurmountable odds. We must survive. Even against political correctness, we must survive. Even against government corruption, we must survive. Even if our neighbor doesn't believe it, we must survive. The church has to survive. Because God's going to have a remnant. And if we don't praise him, the rocks are going to cry out. Well, that's being pretty hard-headed when the rock takes your victory. Amen. And your praise away from you. Hallelujah. This precious sister Gail, I'll never forget. She stood and testified, and she was praising. She said, you know what? She put her little hands on her hips. She said, I am not going to let a rock get my glory. We should all have that mindset. Because we have to survive. Amen. And I'm not talking about great survival skills. Amen. It's often been asked, if you were on a deserted island, what's the one thing that you would like to have? I've heard people say match.
Come on, brother.
A knife. A cell phone. That last one was a young person.
I just couldn't make it on this deserted island without my cell phone.
Had all kind of responses. But if anybody ever asked me, what's the one thing that you would want if you were on a deserted island? Long as I got King Jesus. Long as I got King Jesus. Long as I got King Jesus. I don't need anybody else. He's my doctor. He's my lawyer. Amen. He's my ambassador. He's the great I am. I will survive as long as I got Jesus. I am a survivor. Praise God. Glory. You folks gonna make me shout in a minute. Hallelujah. We must continue to live and exist in spite of danger, hardship. Heard somebody say, you know what? I've never seen it like it is now. Maybe not in our lifetime. I've got a newsflash for you. It's happened before. If you're a Bible reader, Isaiah prophesied about it. He talked about it. He's referring to the nation of Israel, God's holy people, his chosen people. And he's witnessed a transformation, a changing, not of God, but a changing of the people.
Come on.
Here in the year 2021, we're not witnessing a change in God. We're witnessing a change in the people, in their thought processes, and what they allow, and in what they accept, and what they worship. And it's happened before. Isaiah begins to describe it, the very first chapter. The many things that he writes would almost tend to believe that we have picked up a newspaper today and we're reading exactly what's transpiring right now. Not in the future, but right now. He begins to describe some of the terrible things that are happening. First of all, he seemingly wags his head and says, "Oh, sinful nation." That's where the church is right now. Oh, sinful nation. Living in bad times. Witnessing things we've never seen in our lifetime. It's pitiful. It's bad. Sometimes that's as far as the church goes. Wondering what we as survivors are doing about it. Basically what he talks about, there's a remnant, a small group of survivors. Hey, man, I want to get into that a little bit later, survivors. But then he goes on to say, people laden with iniquity. You know, when I was raised up, I was told that you're not supposed to lie. And then there was kind of an exception there, unless it's a little white lie. I grew up to read the Bible to find out that there's no colorization in lying. There's no degrees of lying. A little lie was put on there by the devil. Amen. We're not supposed to lie. And they are laden, burdened, bent over, consumed with iniquity.
Come on, brother. Come on.
Believing and accepting that any and everything is okay. That didn't come from the Word of God.
Come on, man.
Even if your pastor says it's all right and not backed up by the Word of God, who are you going to believe? As for me, I'm going to refer to the Word of God. Even if society says it's okay, and a lot of people today are basing their lifestyle on what society says. If it's not backed up by the Word of God, who are you going to believe? As for me, I've got to trust in the Word of God. Because society changes. Opinions change. Styles change. Minds change. But the Word of God will never change. It doesn't have to change. It is perfect in its origin. It is complete in its entirety. We must trust in the never-failing Word of God. Hold it dear and near to your heart. Read it. Live it. Obey it. A seed of evildoers. What concerns me, the evildoers, certainly, but what concerns me more than that is people's willingness to accept evildoers. I'm not that old. I know I look it, but I'm not. You measure my age against eternity, I'm quite a young man. But in my day, evildoers were not rewarded. They were punished. I've toted the stripes as a witness. My mom and dad didn't come to me and say, "Bless your little heart. You don't know no better. You know you did all that and was disobedient unto us, but you know what? We're just going to hope that you turn out to be okay." No. I endured chastisement. Not out of hatred and anger, but because I had a mom and dad who loved me, said, "You're not going down that path. Church, we have got to be able to call sin, sin, amen, and tell you there is chastisement for the sin that is being done in the world today." We're surrounded by people and a seed of evildoers. This is going to be a shock to you. People today are corrupt.
Come on, brother.
Come on. Come on, man.
I know we're taught as Christians to believe folks and give them the benefit of the doubt, but I want to tell you, there's some corrupt people in the world today.
Yes, they are.
Man, and it's We think, oh, it only affects them. No, it affects us too. There's corruptness right now we're paying the price for. Even though we're born again, even though we're part of the body of Christ, amen, there's sin. It's evidence in the world today. There's corruptness that's going in the world today. It doesn't affect my salvation, but it sure affects my lifestyle. But the church must survive even in the midst of corruptness. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and say this. We ought to be stronger. As survivors, we ought to be stronger. Come on, survivors are surviving not because they have the niceties of everything around them, not because they have all of these wonderful survival kits. They're survival because of the integrity that is within them, the will to live. And Holy Ghost survivors today have got to have the mindset, whatever goes on around me, I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to stand for Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus is the one who gives us the ability to survive. The church must survive even through corruptness. There are those today who have forsaken God. And they are not satisfied with forsaken God. They want you to as well. Don't you mention God in my presence. Don't you wear a t-shirt that promotes Christianity. Don't you openly pray in a public area. Church has said, you know what? We don't want to be offensive. That's not the mindset of a survivor. That's the mindset of an appeaser. That's the mindset of a compromiser. Amen. We have martyrs in the Bible who would not compromise with the world, who would not be appeasers. Stephen was stoned to death. Amen. Many of the disciples after Jesus' crucifixion and after his resurrection, some were hung, some were boiled in oil, some were beheaded, but they never did compromise or appease sin. Church, we have got to survive.
Amen.
They not only were forsaken God, but they provoked God to anger. And it says they've gone back. You know what? I know the Bible says stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I understand that. But I believe that's just to get you second breath. Church is standing still too much today.
Amen. That is true.
Well, Bible said stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Lord, when are you going to show up? Do you understand and know that he's already shown up? Do you understand and know that he has equipped us with the Holy Ghost? He has given us power over demons of this world. He has instilled within us power over all of the things that come against us. He has more than equipped us to be a survivor, even in the midst of turmoil, danger, and peril. If you believe that, give him praise this morning for that that is within you. Another news flash. You ever heard anything? Say, whoa, wow. That's amazing. Isaiah said this. There's no soundness in their thinking. I can't answer for nobody but me. But there's been some stuff I heard and I say, what? Hearing it, what did he say? And I usually follow that. That doesn't even make any sense.
Come on.
And people say, oh. You know why? Because they don't want soundness. They don't want doctrination. They don't want the power of God. They don't want the Spirit of God leading and guiding and directing their lives. But I got a news for you. Amen. If you're going to be a survivor, you must relinquish your spirit and your soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because without him, we'll never survive. There's no soundness in their thinking. The whole head is sick. Amen. They're wounded and bruised, no healing. Isaiah's using these words because he's seen a nation crumble. He's seen a people that was once strong and mighty under the power of God be swayed by their surroundings, allowed a mindset to creep in and destroy their faith in God. Folks, we're not there yet. But there is an ever-present danger surrounding the church today. It's not the ones that's going to come in and huff and puff and blow the walls down. The ones that's going to sneak in as an angel of light. But with a tongue of evil and a purpose of corruptness. And we must identify that through discernment of the Spirit of God. We must stand strong. Never be appeasers. Never compromise the works of the world. We have to survive. The survivors were categorized as a small remnant, not a great and mighty army, not a large congregation of people, but a small remnant. But this small remnant was engulfed or encircled, Isaiah said, as a cottage in a vineyard. I know sometimes it feels like that we have been cornered, that we have been engulfed and encompassed all around us is evil, perverseness, iniquity, sin, wrongdoing. But it still doesn't have to enter in to that little cottage or that remnant or that small gathering of survivors. Because they put their faith and trust in the world. We put our faith and trust in Almighty God. And we will. I said we will. And we are going to be victorious. Praise God. God will win. He went on to say, your country is desolate. Your country. Overthrown by strangers. I know sometimes we say, who in the world are these people? It doesn't resemble the nation that we were raised up in. But I think, and this is just etiology and just a simple man's opinion. If you talk to Bible readers and scholars, I think you'll find pretty much agreement that things are working toward the end of this life as we know it. But you know what? The remnant sees that as a brand new beginning. Amen. Goodbye to peril. Goodbye to danger. Goodbye to sickness. Goodbye to sorrow. Amen. And hello to a born again night through with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Living in a glorified place forever and ever and ever. Amen. We understand, amen, that what we have here is going to take us to that glorious place there that Jesus Christ has gone away and prepared. If you're looking forward to going with him, put your hands together right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But in the midst of all of this, Zion is left as a cottage surrounded in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. It's nothing more than a type and shadow of the present day circumstances that I believe that we're living in today. Now, this is not intended to be a gloom and doom message. In fact, the exact opposite are my intentions this morning is to let us know there still is a remnant. There still is a group of believers that will not bow and that will not bend. amen, who remain steadfast and strong and rooted and grounded, not in our opinions, but in the Word of God. How many is thankful for the Word of God? The Word of God has always been around. It always will be around. It will carry us through. But we look around us and we see all of these factors coming against us. I'm here today to encourage us that we should never, ever give up. We should never, ever give in. And we should never, ever, in any circumstance, back up. Because that's not the mentality of a survivor. Of a survivor. I know you've all watched the survivor programs. I know you've read stories of people who survived. And the greatest thing that impresses me about the mentality of a survivor is what goes on between their ears. It's not so much their skills, because a lot of skilled survivors have perished in the wilderness. A lot of skilled people who had the right equipment have met a terrible demise in certain situations. But those of though people who are supposedly in the know and understand the psyche or the mentality of a survivor is one that will not give in, even though they may have been days without food and water, even though their body is racked with pain. Many have survived a great fall with broken bones. But there was something inside them that would not, under any circumstance, give up or give in. Because the moment that your mindset gives up, your body quits. So many times we let our body dictate to our mind. That be the case, most of us still been in the bed this morning, wouldn't we? But the mindset is, you lazy body, get up. Go get your coffee. Thank God for the coffee pot. I like it black and I like it hot. And I want a second cup. Amen. I know I could survive a lot of things, but if I was on that desert island, I know I'd want Jesus first, but second, I want my coffee. Amen. But those who have survived are those that refuse to give up and to give in, regardless of the surroundings. Church, that's us. That's us. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. He said, I brought nothing into this world. I'm not going to take anything with me. And he fell down and he worshiped the Lord. If you got that mindset, you got Jesus inside. Amen. Not alongside, inside. Brother, is there a difference? Oh, there's a big difference. For years, I had him alongside. And when I couldn't find him, I'd go find Mother, because I know she had him inside. And when I needed help, I want somebody that's got Jesus inside. And when I need a prayer warrior, I want somebody that don't have Jesus alongside, but has him inside, because I know that is inside us is greater than anything that comes against us. And when we got Jesus inside, that's all we need to survive. Church, we got to be the remnant. Church, we got to be the survivors. Church, we can't compromise. Church, we cannot appease. Church, we cannot allow Satan to say, oh, everybody else is doing it. I don't care. I'm not. I'm a survivor by the blood of Jesus Christ. To him be the glory. Hallelujah. Very small remnant. Characteristics of a survivor. I said it's a mindset. Those, and I've mentioned it several times, those that will not bend or bow. The three Hebrew children were survivors. Right. Oh, but that's a hot furnace. Man, you know what? They knew even if God didn't save them, he was able to. Not a hair on their head was singed. The only thing that was burned was the ropes that had them bound. Amen. That's how hot the fire is. Amen. It'll burn those things that have you bound, and you'll come out on the other side glorifying and praising God. Amen. It's the mindset of a survivor. One who will remain faithful. It's easy to be faithful when we see the things transpiring before us. It's not as easy when we see the things that have not happened yet and we call it done anyway. When we claim it before ever we see the benefit or the effect of it. Amen. We claim healing even when the pain is still there. That's faith. Hallelujah. We claim victory even before the check arrives. Because my God, according to his word, will supply all my needs. I believe that. If you believe that, give him praise this morning. A very small remnant of survivors are those who will not compromise. Popular opinion, be as it may, we will not compromise. We stand on the word of God. It's not my way. It's not my thoughts. It's the word of God that I must stand on. Because if my thoughts and my opinions, they may be wrong. But the word of God is never, ever wrong. We need to stand on the word of God to be survivors. Another characteristic is those who will continue. Say continue. I didn't start the race to fall by the wayside. I didn't start the race to give up when the first trial came. I didn't start the race to give up when somebody hurt my feelings. I started the race to finish. I may not come in first. I may not even be in the first group, but I'm going to keep on keeping on until I meet that end. Glory to God. And he takes me home. Amen. That finished line. Those who will continue to live and serve God. Church, it's already been said this morning, we are more than conquerors. Amen. Through Christ. Everybody say, through Christ. Through Christ, all things are possible. Amen. Through Christ, I will be a survivor. Through Christ, I will not give up. Through Christ, I will remain faithful. Through Christ, I refuse to compromise. Through Christ, I refuse to accept sin as the norm. It's not the norm. God despises sin and iniquity. But he loves the sinner. And if we change our ways, come to an altar of repentance, ask Jesus Christ to forgive us. Man, forgive us. Truthfully, heartfelt repentance. The God that I know, amen, will not only forgive us, but he will save us. Amen. If you're glad, proud, thankful to be a part of that very small remnant that remains true to God, give him praise this morning. Come on, aren't you thankful? We know where that comes from. Amen. That comes from God. Would you stand? All you survivors, all of that remnant of the church, would you stand? And we stand together in unity. We stand together as brothers and sisters in Christ. We stand together as a part of that mighty army in which Christ is the captain of this glorified army. And we're going to march forward. We're not going to back up. We're not going to give in. We're not going to bow. But we're going to remain strong and true to the word of God. If you believe that, give give him praise one more time. One more time. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed. God, thank you for this body. We know that this body is just a small part of a much larger body, the true body of Christ. Wherever they're meeting today, whatever their country, their state, their community, I pray a determination in the body of Christ that we will join together and that we will stand firm through adversity, through peril, through storm, through danger, as we remain strong only because of what you have placed in our spirit. And Father, we're so thankful that you still love us. In spite of our failures, in spite of our flesh, you still love us. And Father, I pray that you reach out to this group right now. You strengthen them. And Father, if there's one who feels they're an outsider, feels like they have not really relinquished their life to you, Father, I pray in all sincerity that this will be the day that they become a part of the born again church of the living God. Pray, God, that you would just give them another chance, prick their hearts, bring them to an altar of repentance. While every head is bowed, every eye closed, this altar is open. If you're here today and you'd like to make Jesus Christ your Lord, you'd like to give up that lifestyle and say, Lord, you know what? I'm ready now. I'm ready to be born again. I'm ready to accept you in my life. This could be your opportunity. Is there one? Please, nobody looking around. Every saint of God praying. If there's anyone here who needs prayer this morning, just lift your hand up and let this pastor know. God bless those hands. I promise I won't come get you. I won't embarrass you. But I will pray for you this week. May God bless you. We love you. Have a glorious and blessed week. Amen. Just pray God's blessing upon each and every one of you this morning. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Just one announcement, too. Tonight, we will be having service. It will be a sing-spiration. Amen. So come ready to worship and praise the Lord. Amen. We won't have a program. Brother David, we're not going to have a program. Amen. We're just going to let God lead us and guide us tonight. Amen. Then we have an announcement. We also have a prayer request. Save the date, Saturday, November the 6th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Ida Bell Circle Ladies Conference, featuring none other than Jefferson Scott Mara, who happens to be in our attendance today. Amen. We're going to pray for you, brothers. You minister to a whole room full of women. Amen. I know it's going to be great. Amen. Going to be here at First Pentecostal Church in the Curtis Center. Lunch will be served immediately following the service. They do a wonderful job. Come and support them. You'll be blessed, certainly, by this anointed man of God. Praise God.
message that we just were part of, the Lord gave each and every one of us. It's so timely. I know for me personally, it just pours out God's love into my heart, and I know to each and every one of us, those watching, those here present, God is almighty, and He has a remnant. And we love Him. We thank Him for that. We thank Him for His protection and His guidance in our life, not only in this church and this ministry, but then as we go forward out through those doors in our daily life, that if we let God guide us and direct us, that He will provide and He will be with us at all times. Praise God. Y'all know this altar's still open. And if there's anyone that needs prayer this morning or a need, please come forward. And if you'd rather come after we dismiss, that's also, that would be fine. Praise God. Don't forget our choir practice at 5 service tonight. And with this prayer, we're just going to take an intermission because you're all invited back for service this evening. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love You. Lord, thank You for Your word. Lord, thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Dear Lord, we need You. Dear Lord, in our lives, in our hearts, dear Lord, we need You in our daily walk. Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, that You'll guide each and every one of us through a journey of life. Lord, You'll keep us safe. You'll bring us back at our appointed time. Dear Lord, for all these ministries going forth, You've blessed us so much. But, dear Lord, that it'd be about You and not about us. Because, dear Lord, we're nothing without You. Lord, as we prepare to depart, again, we ask that You'll keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. And, dear Lord, thank You for all our visitors, all those watching online. And, dear Lord, we just love You and we praise You. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. Praise God. See y'all this evening.